chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4. And pray for us as we get into the message this morning. Got a thought the Lord give us this week. And I know Brother Davey Thursday night preached out of this scripture, Mark chapter number 4, and I wouldn't dare try to add anything to what he preached. Tell you, as one night there, I thought he was going to climb up a wall backwards. Amen. I thoroughly enjoyed every message. It was a blessing. But he began to preach out of Mark chapter 4 there. And God laid a message on my heart, gave me a thought, and then began to reveal to me kind of what he wanted in this. And I've dwelled upon it ever since then. And the Lord finally brought it together early this morning as we began to study and began to look at this. And something I had really never seen in this scripture. Mark chapter 4, we're going to read verse 4, and we're going to give you a couple more scriptures in different places in the Word of God. And I want to preach this morning on a thought about the wayside. And it's that simple thought about the wayside. And if you notice in verse number 4 there, this is the story or the parable of the sower. And so I do appreciate Thursday night. And Brother Davey said, and his title of the message was, "Just Sow the Seed." And can I echo that? I don't think I'd be out of line if I echoed that one more time. Amen. God didn't call us to be something special. He just said, "Sow the seed." Amen. He said he'd do the rest. All we got to do is sow the seed. Amen. Say, "Preacher, what am I doing when I sow the seed?" You're just telling what Jesus did for you. Amen. Paul there in the scriptures, I say this so many times, Paul didn't do a whole lot that was very special. All he did just said, "Sow the seed." Amen. He just said, "Let me tell you what Jesus done for me." Amen. How many of you have been here this morning? Jesus been good to you. Amen. Amen. You saved this morning. You ought to say glory to God. Amen. Thank God. I can go out in the world out there and I can tell them what Jesus did for me. Amen. And when I do that, I'm sowing the seed. Amen. Just like this sword in this scripture. But I want to notice in verse 4 today, the reason that we want to look at this is just simply the wayside. Stand with me if you will. We'll read this one verse. And let's read up verse number 2 there. We'll get down to verse 4. The Bible says in verse 2, "He taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for your grace, your mercy, your long-suffering. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to gather ourselves together in your house. And Lord, just be here in amongst your spirit, Father, and in amongst your people. Lord, what a blessing it is just to be here this morning. Oh, God, help us to realize what a privilege we have, Lord, that a lot of folk have changed places with us, Lord, and what a privilege we have just to come into your house on a Sunday morning, God, be able to worship you. Father, we sure do thank you for that. Lord, I beg you this morning that you'd help us, Lord, in the message. Lord, you know my frame. You, Lord, I know I'm not able. I'm not worthy. Lord God, I need your help. I need your touch this morning. Oh, God, bind my tongue. Lord, you speak those words, Lord, that needs to be said here this morning. Hide us behind that old rugged cross, Lord, as only you can do. Anoint my voice that I might be able to lift it to the heavens. Might be able to preach us, saith the word of God. Lord, we pray. Help us today, Lord, I pray. Take the word of God. Let it go out into the hearts of your people. Let it find a lodging place in every heart, that it might bring forth repentance, might help us this morning, Lord, to walk a little closer than we ever have before. Thank you again for being so good to us. Lord, we love you this morning. Have your will in your way, sir. We'll bless you. We'll honor you. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to think about just that one statement there in verse number 4 where the Bible says, "And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside." And I began to look at that statement there about the wayside and began to think about all the things about it. And my mind went back through scriptures in the Bible where it talks about the way or the wayside or the highways. And we began to think about that. And it's amazing to me what I found when I began to dig back through this, that there's nothing good by the wayside. As I began to look at this and began to study back through the scriptures in many, many different places in there,
I found absolutely nothing that was good by the wayside. So I guess we could look at this and with deductive reasoning in our minds this morning, think to ourselves, we need to stay away from the wayside. Amen. I got to looking at this and I started to title the message this, is stay away from the wayside. Don't get nowhere near it. Amen. Stay away from the wayside. Now, you say, well, preacher, what wayside? What exactly are you talking about there? Well, as we began to look at this and I began to study the Word of God there and began to look at that word and look that word up there in the Greek, there's many different definitions that the translators used for this word wayside there. One of them was a journey. And you know every one of us, we're on a journey today. Every one of us is on our way to heaven. Amen. If we're saved by the grace of God, we live in this life and we have a journey that we go by. Amen. Did everybody agree with me or say amen? I believe we're everyone walking on that journey. But when we walk on that journey and on that way, if you will, that's not necessarily the wayside. Amen. In other words, the wayside to me, and if you'll let an old country boy give you a good definition here, it's just the ditch, okay? It's falling off from the ditch. Everybody knows what a ditch is around here. Amen. As Davey said the other night, we're just good old mountain folk, so let's just say it the way it is. Amen. The ditch, okay? Sometimes we fall off over the ditch. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get there, but there's nothing that we can find in the ditch that's any good. Amen. There's nothing that we can find by the wayside, really, that's any good. Can I say this and give you a couple examples here? As we look at this scripture here, there ain't no temple by the wayside. Amen. Amen. Everybody agree with me there? Ain't no temple by the wayside. Ain't no house of God that you go to by the wayside. Amen. I believe this. Ain't no home by the wayside. That's not a place I want to curl up in. Amen. That's not a place I want to stay in. Amen. That's not a place where I want to go today. No, listen. The wayside is not a place for a Christian. It's not a place that we should be. We ought to be on the straight and the narrow. Say amen right there. We ought to be on the straight and the narrow headed to a place called heaven. Amen. We ought to be walking with Jesus. We ought to be talking with Jesus. We need to be on the right way. We don't need to be sitting on the wayside. Amen. I'm going to give you just about four things here this morning, maybe five, if the Lord will help us as we begin to look at this about the wayside that I believe will help us. Number one, I believe there's some things missing by the wayside. You say, preacher, what are you saying there? There's some things that you don't find by the wayside. Notice with us, if you will, in Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 4. In the scripture that I read to you there, the Bible says this, and it came to pass that, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Notice that word devoured. That word devour means to totally destroy. It means to totally do away with. It means to totally annihilate it, if you will. So I believe with a little bit of deductive reasoning right here that we could say this, that we don't find no seed by the wayside. Would everybody agree with me or say amen? When he go through and that sword sowed a seed and that seed would land there by the wayside, it wasn't but just a minute and the fowls of the air would come down and they'd grab a hold of it and they would eat that. They'd take care of it. They'd take and devour it there. And over there in verse 15, that same chapter, it shows you there that that's a picture of how Satan will come down and take the seed out of that heart, take the seed that it will not grow. That seed will not grow in that place. As I began to look at that, I began to think in my mind, I don't want to go to a place where the seed won't grow. Amen. I don't want to be in that place where we don't find the seed of the Word of God. But you know as I do, you and I, if we'll be honest with ourselves, sometimes we get in that place. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll be off the ditch. Amen. Instead of following Jesus in the straight and the narrow where He wants us to go, we'll be off over there in the ditch if we ain't careful. Somebody say amen right there. I believe that's the truth. Amen. I believe we'll get over there and there's a lot of folk that are still there. Hey, listen to me this morning. I'm glad to say you can get out of that ditch. You can get out of that wayside if you want to. Amen. Hey, listen, let's get out of the wayside. Let's get over on the road and let's follow Jesus. Amen. I believe as we look here that we see there's no seed by the wayside. I thought about this and I thought about what a sad place to be where there's no seed to be found. Can you just fathom that just for a minute with me? Humor me right here just for a second. Can you fathom a place where there's no word of God? That word right there is so precious. That the Bible says that word is like dynamite. It is the power of God unto salvation. That word right there is what gives the world salvation. It's what saved you and you and you and what saved me. Amen. Amen. If you're saved this morning, you're saved by the power of the Word of God. Amen. You're saved by that power. Can you imagine a place where there is no seed? Can you imagine a place where there is no Word? Say, preacher, oh, I can't imagine that place. I'm going to be honest with you right here, church. Christian, look at me this way. Listen to me. We're blessed where we're at. I guarantee you, if I was to ask you to raise your hand, ask you how many Bibles you had in your house, some of you just say, I've got 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know how many I've got on my shelf. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how many I've got on my bookshelf. I've probably got 8 or 10 on my bookshelf. I'm blessed because I've got the seed of the Word of God. Amen. Well, what do you think about these places where you go and these people that you go into? They don't have any seed whatsoever. Never heard of the Bible. There's places like that. Amen. There's places like that. I look, I say that, and every one of them went right straight over top of your head. You look at me like, preacher, that can't be the case. A place where there is no Word of God. There is no Bible. There is no King James Bible. Can I back up and say this too? I believe that old perversions that they send out a lot of times ain't the Word of God, and it don't do no good anyway. Amen. It's rotten seed, so it ain't going to bear fruit. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about a place where there ain't no Bible. I can't imagine that, but there's places out there. We send missionaries into those places. Brother Zach and Amanda Hebron over there in China, they talk about how they take the Word of God and try to get it into places. Boy, I thank God for that. Amen. We talk about those in Romania that take the Word of God where there ain't no Word of God, and they put it in there. Uganda, all around Romania. I could go on and on and on and on. Places in this world that does not have the Word of God. Where are they at, preacher? They're by the wayside. Amen. They're not in the way. They're by the wayside. God help us. A place that does not have the Word of God. That's not a place I want to be. Amen. Let me give you number two. I thought about this. Not only, and I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures. I'm not going to read them to you, but I'll just give them to you. You can study them. When you go home, you write these down. Because of time, I believe sometimes there's fruit missing. Sometimes there's fruit missing. Everybody remember the scripture over. It's Matthew chapter 21 and verse 18 and 19. Let me read it to you. Let me go ahead and read it to you. Read when you go home. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 and 19. This is where Jesus was hungered in the way. And he looked for figs and couldn't find them. The Bible says this, verse number 18. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way. Did you get that? That word in the way there is the same word that is translated from the word back there in chapter 4, verse 4. And it's the same place there. Anybody ever seen a tree in the middle of the road? Huh? What happens when you see a tree in the middle of the road? You're going to crash. Amen. So he's not talking about a tree in the middle of the road. He's talking about a tree by the wayside. Read with me. Let me read on. Bible says here, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And said unto it, let it no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently this fig tree withered away. I thought about that tree standing by the wayside there. Jesus was a hungered, but there was nothing on that tree for them to partake, to get taken and to feel that emptiness and to feel that hunger there. There's no fruit there. Oh, would to God we'd bear fruit, church. But I've got to be honest with you, we ain't going to bear fruit by the wayside. Amen. There ain't no fruit there. Amen. Well, listen, we need to be bearing fruit this morning. I believe that. Amen. We need to be bearing fruit. Preacher, what is that? That's us bearing those that are lost and seeing lost folk get saved by the grace of God. Amen. That's fruit down inside of us. That's us living holiness. Amen. That's the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, temperance. Against there is no law. Amen. That's those fruits, and we need to be bearing that. I know I've used this illustration many times. We had a lady come through our office. She done moved on, but She helped me out one day. She went to make a phone call, and she didn't like to make the call she wanted to make. And she got ready to make a phone call, and she said, "Fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit," before she ever made the phone call. That's what she did. And I stepped back, and I thought, wow, that's pretty good. Amen. I thought, wow, I can apply that to my life. Amen. We need to be showing forth the fruits of the Spirit. We need to be bearing the fruit, but you're not going to bear the fruit on the wayside. Amen. You ain't going to bear the fruit on the wayside. Amen. But we need to bear fruit everywhere we go. Amen. Let me give you another one, number three, something else that's missing. First, I believe there's seed missing. I believe there's fruit missing. I got to looking at this, though, and I thought about this. I believe a sight missing. So, preacher, what he's saying, sight missing. Turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter number 10, just a couple chapters over. I'll give you time to turn there. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 46. We find a man by the name of Bartimaeus. Everybody knows blind Bartimaeus. Everybody studied about him. Everybody, even in Sunday school, we studied. Mark chapter number 10, verse 46. Bible says here, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." Did you get that? Highway side? That's what we're preaching on. "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" I believe I could be honest with you right here and say this. We look at this scripture. I believe I find a man that don't see. I believe I find a man that can't see anything. Can I say to you this morning, I believe on the wayside, we get to the place sometime we can't see what's going on. Anybody ever seen a wayside that's growed up with multiflora rose? Growed up with old bushes, laurel thickets, I'm telling you, all these things. Yeah, everybody ever seen them beside the wayside? You get out in there, you ain't going to be able to see anything, are you? You're blinded by those things. When you get by the wayside, there's not going to be seeing the things of God. There's not going to be a seeing who Jesus is. Appreciate what the brother said there about that everlasting covenant. You sitting on the wayside there, you can't see that everlasting covenant. You can't see the things of God. You can't see how good God is. Amen. Oh, that's a bad place to be. Listen to me. He's been sitting over there the blind. No help. No way to go. You don't know which way to go when you're blind. You don't know which way to Amen. You don't know which way to step when you're blind. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that place. Preacher, I got to looking at this, and I got to thinking about this. The Bible says that he was sitting by the wayside. Get that word, sitting. You know what he's doing? He's just sitting over there. He's give up. He's give up. He's got to the place. All he's doing is sitting over there by the wayside, and he's got his cup up there, and he's begging. He has given up. Oh, I believe there's a lot of Christians that does that. Amen. They get over there on the wayside and they give up. They just sit down. They give up. They can't see. But I'm telling you this morning, we need to get out of the wayside, get over here in the middle of the road, amen, and walk with Jesus. I believe we find that there's sight missing by the wayside. I can't imagine a place where you couldn't see. We was talking about this the other day at work. I believe it was somebody made the statement, said, "I believe of all our five senses, the one that's the most important is our eyesight." I believe that'd be true. Our eyesight. We can't see where we're going. I can't imagine it. You can't see the blue in the sky. Boy, it's beautiful this morning, wasn't it? I'm telling you, the rains are gone. The flood's gone almost, amen. And it's just fresh this morning. I'm telling you, it's just beautiful all around. I'm telling you, it's just absolutely beautiful. Can you imagine a place you can't see that? Well, let's bring spiritually speaking. Can you imagine being in a place, spiritually speaking, that you can't see God? You can't see how great He is. You can't see how good He is. You can't see what He's done for you. You can't see how He's blessed you. Can you imagine a place like that? That's the wayside. That's what's missing in the wayside there. There is sight missing in the wayside. There's also seed and there's also fruit and there's sight missing in the wayside. Let me give you one more. I thought about the Good Samaritan over there. Everybody knows about the Good Samaritan. How many times has that been taught in Bible school and Sunday school? The Good Samaritan. Do you know what's missing there? We find in that scripture there, and I'm not going to turn and read it there, but we find in that scripture, where's that man at? The Bible says he's on the side, amen? The Bible says he's on the wayside. He's over there in the ditch. They've left him for dead in the ditch is where they've left him. And the Bible talks about that priest comes by on the other side of the road and begins to look. And by the way, let me throw this out here. The Levite come by also. That was a picture of those religious bunch. Everybody agree with me? Say amen. All right. The man that's been left for dead, he's over here in the ditch. And the Bible says this, that, thank you, Lord, for the thought. The priest and the Levite come over here on the other side. You know where the priest and the Levite is? They're on the wayside too. Preacher, how you figure that? I don't know. This deductive reasoning here. You ever seen a road with one ditch or one side? You got a road going down through yonder. There's two sides to it. Amen. Got to be two sides. So the both of them's in the ditch over here. And that man that needs help is over here. Can I say to you that there's no compassion on the wayside? There's no compassion. They walked on the other side looking at that man dying, looking at him with his wounds, looking at him. They had stole from him, not them, but the robbers had stole from him and left him in this condition. And he come on the other side. Didn't want nothing to do with him. Boy, I believe there's less compassion. Ain't no compassion on the wayside. Church, we need to have compassion in our heart. We need to have that love and that compassion. Jesus is love. And if you have Jesus in your heart, you'll have compassion in your heart. Amen? I believe that. I believe some things that's missing is compassion on the wayside. Everybody agree with me? Say amen. Still with me? Still alive? Say amen. I believe the seed's missing. I believe the fruit's missing. I believe the compassion's missing. All these things is missing. They're the sight, seeing, looking around. All that's missing on the wayside. Well, I'm telling you, I look at this, and God gave me this week. He gave it to me Thursday night, and I began to water this over my mind. I began to think about this, and I thought, Lord, you're exactly right. We need to stay away from the wayside. We don't need to go over there where the wayside's at, church. Listen, stay away from that place. Amen. Stay away from that place. Let's stay in the straight and the narrow where Jesus leads us and where He takes us. Amen. Stay right there. Amen. There's some things missing by the wayside. Let me give you number two. I thought about this. There's mercy on the wayside. There's mercy on the wayside. Now you say, preacher, it looks bad over there. Yeah, it is. It's bad. There's mercy on the wayside. Why is that, preacher? Because Jesus is still Jesus. God's still God. And God's still the God of the wayside just as much as He's God of the roadway. Amen? Amen. I thought about this. There's also a ministry. I'll get ahead of myself here just a little bit, but that'll be all right. There's a ministry of the wayside. Preacher, what is that? That's you and I. Now listen to me closely right here. I've showed you some things that's missing on the wayside. Sometimes you and I, we have a ministry to take those things to the wayside. Listen to me closely. Back in Mark chapter 4, verse 4, we're still talking about the sower of the seed. What's the sower of the seed doing? He's just sowing. Nowhere do I find in that scripture where Jesus looked at this man and said, when you sow that seed over there in the wayside, the fowls of the air is going to come down. They're going to take that up and they're going to devour that. So just don't bother even sowing over there. Anybody find that in your Bible? It might be in one of them perversions of the other Bibles, but it sure ain't my King James Bible. Say amen. He didn't say that. What did he say? Just like Brother Davey preached the other night on Thursday night. Just sow the seed. Just sow the seed. Preacher, what's our ministry? Our ministry is to sow the seed. When Satan comes and devours it up, replenish it. Amen. When the fowls of the air comes and devour it up, just give it out again. Amen. Just keep on sowing that seed. There's a ministry to be done, and that ministry is to put the seed out there. Amen. To give the seed. I thought about that. Thank God that I can sow the seed today. Amen. What a blessing to know that I can sow the seed. Well, I thought about that fruit. I thought we need to bear that fruit. Amen. That's a ministry, is bearing that fruit. Preacher, you already said that one time. I'm going to say it one more time. The ministry is you bearing the fruit. There may not be no fruit over there, but there can be fruit in you. Amen. I thought about the old blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus is sitting over there. He's begging. He ain't got no sight. He can't see. Would everybody agree there's a ministry there? You say, preacher, I can't give him sight. I can't give him sight. I can't touch his eyes and give him sight. You can take Jesus to him, can't you? Huh? You can take Jesus to him, amen. Jesus can. I read in that scripture, chapter 4, verse 1 up there, talks about there's a great multitude with Jesus. His disciples were with Jesus. They were all going in that way. I'm glad I can take Jesus to him, amen. You got some folk in your life that can't see? I guarantee you, every one of us in here today, we've got folks that's dying and going to hell. We've got folks that are sitting on the wayside. They're looking for something. They're trying to find something. They're sitting there, and they're going to die and go to hell if we don't take them Jesus. If we don't take Jesus to them, they will die and go to hell. Oh, God help us. There's a ministry to be done. Amen. There is a ministry to them. I thought about that ministry of that Good Samaritan. This Good Samaritan there, that's a type of Jesus Christ. How he came to me when I was in the ditch, when I was laying for dead, when I had no help, no hope whatsoever. Jesus came by my way. He said, preacher, what's that got to do with me? You're that Good Samaritan. You're the one that can take Jesus to them when they're laying there dead, almost dead, and bind up their wounds and carry them into that place of safety there. You can help them get there, amen. There's a ministry of the wayside. Now, I want you to listen to me closely right here. I'm saying the wayside is a place that we need to stay out of as far as us getting into that place. But the wayside has a place, has a ministry for us that we can go help others get out of that place. Huh? Amen. Galatians chapter 6, I think of this verse very often. The Bible talks about over there, he says this, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Preacher, what's he saying in that? He said, if there's a man that's failed, you need to go to him and help him. Amen. Those of you that are spiritual need to go and try to help him and lift him up. Amen. And bring him, restore him back. But be careful, because consider yourself, because you could be right where he's at. One of the things I think about all these folks in the prisons, and we read the missionary letter just this morning, Isaiah did, about Brother Rick Hurley going into these prisons. If you ain't careful, you'll get an old pharisaical nose on you and say, man, they done their due. They done the crime. Just let them pay the time. Huh? But you better be careful. Huh? Listen, God loves them folks just like he loves me and you. And if it wasn't for God, you'd be right there in the midst of them. Be honest with you, the only reason y'all ain't there is because you ain't been caught. Amen. We better be careful. Listen, we need to have a compassion about us, have a love about us, that yes, we want to stay out of that wayside. We don't want to get nowhere near it. But if we can go down in that wayside and bring out one, if we can go down in that wayside and drag out one and get them out of that wayside, give them sight back, show them another compassion, there's a ministry for the wayside. You agree with me? Say amen. Amen. Then let me get back to number 3. There's mercy in the wayside. Preacher, why in the world would you tell me to go down there to the wayside to help them folk? Because God has mercy on them. There's never been one in the wayside that can't be brought out. There's never been one in the wayside that can't be brought out. Listen, that Good Samaritan showed mercy upon that man. That Good Samaritan showed mercy upon that man that's laying there. Hey, listen, that one that needed a seed, that one that needs that growth and that seed, God have mercy on them, amen. Still give them that bread. Still give them that seed. Praise God, amen. Still give them that. It works, church. Amen. Listen, that word that we have right here, it works. It works. It works in my life. It works in your life. But if we keep it to ourselves, it ain't going to work in nobody else's life. We've got to take it to the wayside where it's missing. Take it out there and let them. That's what they need. That's what the world needs is this. Amen. Take it out there to them. Bear that fruit and let them see it. Amen. There's a ministry of the wayside, but there's also mercy of the wayside. I love the scriptures over there in the book of Psalm, for the Bible said his mercy endureth forever. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad of that? Amen. I'm glad the mercy endureth forever, thank God. I'm glad the mercy is there, amen. Oh, what a blessing to know His mercy endureth forever. Let me give you two more and I'll close. I thought about we need to make ready. Make ready the wayside. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying if we'd taken, sometimes we see the wayside in bad shape. Sometimes I believe, and let me go a little bit out here just a little bit. I believe we can clean off the wayside. We can make it a little better. How you do that, preacher? Keep sowing the seed. Keep bearing fruit. If they'll see us and they'll keep watching us, keep putting that fruit, keep putting that seed, keep bearing fruit, keep having compassion, you know what it'll do? It'll help your brother and sister stay out of that place. Amen. It'll help your brother and sister stay out of that place. The Bible says over in Luke, over there, and I realize it's talking about Jesus coming. When John the Baptist came, it said this. He said that John came preaching, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight the way. Let the hills be taken down and the valleys be made low. We're all brought up, be made high. Oh, I thought about how that we need to take in the highway. Prepare it. Me and Brother Doug back there, we work on the highway and we build roads. That's what we do for a living. And it'd be kind of crazy for us to go out there and build a highway and then just let it grow up. We have a maintenance crew that comes through and they take care of the road. And they build it up and they keep it where you can drive on it. Listen, if they didn't touch it, they didn't do anything with it, you'd have trees growing all over it. I mean, you'd have it where it'd be impassable. You couldn't go through it. It's by that people that comes through and they clean it out and they keep it clean. I believe that's what we've got to do. And it also means the highway, the wayside. Keep it clean, amen. I believe we need to keep it clean. I believe there's, if you will, let me put it this way, maybe a maintenance to that. Maybe put it a maintenance to that. Make it ready for Him to come through. And then I thought about one more thing. I thought, man, I'm glad there's going to be a meeting on the highway. Amen. There's going to be a meeting on the highway. I'm reminded of Mark over there. I believe it is Mark chapter number 11, verse 4, if you'll let me read this to you. I wrote, jotted it down. The Bible says, and they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. I ain't got time to go into that. That's a whole other message. Lord, not let me preach that tonight. I don't know. But you know where they found that colt that they let Jesus right into Jerusalem in on his triumphal entry there? You know where they found it? Where two ways meet. Where two ways come together. And that colt was tied there. That colt was ready to be used. God had put that colt right there in the middle of where two ways came together, ready to be used. I say to you this morning, you and I, we need to be in the place where God can use us. You want to keep the highways straight. Keep them where we need to. Listen, walk in the place where God wants us to walk. We got to stay out of the sideways, the highways. We've got to stay out of them places. The wayside, stay away from them ditches. Stay away from them. And keep us walking on the straight and the narrow. I believe it'll work, amen. We got to stay right there where God's at, where God wants us to be. If we'll do that, I believe God will help us in that. Amen. Let's stand your feet some more.